You're the... Beautiful.
He's gonna play.
Challenges, we fall down, get discouraged without realizing, without seeing what lies within.
It's been a minute.
We have to realize we are chosen by the one who made us all, and he gave each of us the talent that we need to reach our goals. Come along with me, let's take a journey of discovering what it means to live life with a true meaning. Open up your eyes, you'll start to me going is a quote that I know is true. Life's not about being perfect, it's about being you. Come along with me, let's take a journey of discovering what it means to live life with a true meaning. I'd rather live life easily. Let me tell you, I've thought the same. Last year in 11th grade, but now my eyes are open and I've realized my mistake. Come along with me, let's take the journey of discovery.
Stick.
Fall down, I'm here, I'll be brave before your face, be the blanket for your tears, when they're falling down, just fall down, I'm here, in the shadows far and near, in the fog and in the clear, oh, oh. Oh, I'm always by your side. I am your ready die. You bring me back to life, and I am here for you. We fall down, that's just life. Hard to see wrong from right. I'll pick you up tonight, 'cause I am here for you now, now. Trust fall down, down. Trust fall down, down. Dry. You changed my life, you are my light. And when it's dark, I'll be your eyes. You changed my life, you are my life. Oh, 'cause I am here, I'll be brave before your face. Be the blanket for your tears. When they're falling down, just fall down. I'm here in the shadows far and near, in the fog and in the clear. Oh, oh. Oh, I'm always by your side. I am your ready die. You bring me back to life, and I am here for you. We fall down, that's just life. Hard to see wrong from right. But I'll pick you up tonight, and I'm here for you now, now. Trust fall down, down. Trust fall down, down. Oh, down, down. Trust fall down, down. Trust fall down. told me he never leaves. No matter what I do, he'll still be right there by my side. Everything that I wanted. Lately I've been feeling like I'll never get the chance to be right there by his side. Everything that I wanted. I want to feel close. Sometimes I flow way down, I'm feeling way down, and I don't know how I'm gonna get to where I've been. Losing my hope, so this is my note that I'm sending way down, cause the devil's playground is where I'm falling again. And now I know that I got to choose again, choose again, choose. I knew I wanted. How come I've been dealing with things I've already been through? I need you by my side. You know I've always wanted to feel connected with you, to find and follow the truth. So help me to decide on this life I've always wanted. I want to feel close. Sometimes I flow way down, I'm feeling way down, and I don't know how I'm gonna get to where I've been. I'm losing my hope, so this is my note that I'm setting way down, cause the devil's playground is where I'm falling again. And now I know that I got to choose again, choose again, choose. Choose again, this life I knew I wanted.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Oh, amazing. Oh wow, okay. We begin our journey together as our first real week of the winter of this year. A very powerful beginning, and how appropriate it is to start with Avraham Avinu. Avraham is the beginning. Avraham is the beginning of the Jewish people. Avraham. He's the beginning of the Jewish people and each and every one of us. Magen Avraham. Becha Chosmin. Magen Avraham. Every Jew has within himself. Every Jew, each and every one of us. It's Avraham Avinu. Asara Nisyonis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. Just like you look like your father, you look like your grandfather, your parents, there's DNA, there's natural physical things that we have from our parents. The way we are born, so too, each and every one of us has Avraham Avinu inside of us. The power of Avraham Avinu, the power, the strength, the humility of Avraham Avinu, someone who came, Mitchila Oivdei Avoidazara Hayu Avoisenu. Avraham Avinu comes from a family from the worst of the worst. Avraham Avinu comes from a family where he has to uproot himself alone, in a time where there was no one who is living a certain way. Avraham is called Avraham HaIvri. One of the reasons Avraham is called the Jew, Avraham HaIvri, from the Aver Hanar. He came from a certain area, from the Euphrates. Chazal tell us he was Avraham HaIvri because he was on one side of the world. He was on one side, and the whole entire world is on the other side. like we've been talking, like we spoke about Noach, that Noach was within himself. He stayed to himself. He's the only one who survived. Avram Avinu is so powerful. He becomes so true to himself. He becomes so strong. He detaches. Lech Lecha, it's one of the most incredible psukim. Lech Lecha me'artzecha. He left his culture, his land, me'mamaladetcha, from where he's from, his community, his country. Umibeis avicha. He had to uproot himself from his father's house, from his mother's house, from his siblings, from his family. It's almost like teaching each and every one of us, Ela Aretz Asher Areka, that each and every one of us so badly, we want to become someone. We want to become independent. We're born alone and we die alone. We're born as an individual and a person dies and passes on and is alone. And it's almost like our journey of life. Our journey of life is trying to become me, to become independent. Avram Avinu is the quintessential, which means he is the ultimate, being independent, being someone who had to let go of everything he knew, everything he was told, everything he grew up with, all the comforts. Lech Lecha, the Svarim HaKadoshim say Lech Lecha is Lichluch, are the same letters as Lichluch. All the dirt, all the insecurities, all the memes, all the things in your brain that you were told hundreds and hundreds of times that you might have drank from starting your baby bottle. You were told certain things. You were defined as a certain way. Someone labeled you. You were thrown out of class. You were told you're smart, which is not a good thing. Or you were told you were dumb, which is also not a good thing. I'm not sure which one is worse. Good question. Speak to anyone who was told they were smart. Pashup Shah, without getting into it, is because either way you're messed over. Because if you chopped, you didn't do anything. And if you didn't chop, you're stupid because you're smart. But that's not for now. But if you're told you're smart, that's bad. If you're told you're dumb, that's not good. When you're labeled, each and every one of us have been labeled and are labeled. But Avraham teaches us. Avraham teaches me that you can stand alone. Avraham Avinu teaches me it doesn't matter how many things you've done wrong. No matter how connected you think, how much your umbilical cord is still connected to your mom, to your father, to your grandparents, to whatever it might be, you can get out of that. You could change. You could become whatever you want to become. You could be who you ever you want to be. Because inside of us, we have this spark that is so powerful. We have Avram Avinu, a person who gave up his life. His life. He gave up his life to say, I'm going to be true to Avraham. I'm going to be true to my beliefs, to what I live for and what I'll die for. We live in a generation, each and every one of us, we live in a generation that there's so much emphasis, and it's so special that we have the emphasis on comfort. Baruch Hashem, we're lucky we have everything that we need. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. We have so much gashmias, we have so much gashmias, we have so much comfort. Baruch Hashem. And I mean that Baruch Hashem. The Ramchal says the problem is not comfort. The problem is the bakasha of comfort. It's that's what I want. And my whole goal in life is to be more comfortable and more comfortable and more comfortable. And that's a problem. Avram Avinu teaches us. Avram is Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. Avram Avinu is Shachris. Avram Avinu, and I don't mean shachris in a frum way, shachris. It's getting up. It's being alive. It's being fresh. It's being new. It's being number one. It's being number one. And you know what number one means? Number one means even if I leave this friend, even if I leave my home, even if I leave my country, even if I leave the thoughts that I think, as many people suffer when we believe our thoughts, that my thoughts are true. That's when we suffer inside. When I think the thoughts of myself are true and I'm locked in about who I think I am and that I can't do it. And that I can't do it. Avram Avinu is, yes, I can. Avram Avinu is, yes, you can. Avram Avinu is, you could fall hundreds and thousands of times. I think the Rambam says Avram Avinu started at 52 years old. He lived a whole entire life, basically 52 a certain way, like Rabbi Akiva. What an inspiration. What an inspiration to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I will do it. I will have a great year. I will accomplish what I'm going to accomplish. I will have the strength to leave all of my lichluch. Lichluch means my dirt. The dirt of my father, the dirt of my mother, the dirt of my country, the dirt of my family. Not in a negative way that, but everybody has, we all have our stuff. We all have the stuff that I wish I wouldn't have. But you know what? Even if you have it, you can leave it. That's the lesson of Avram Avinu. The lesson of Avram Avinu is the ultimate motivation to become whatever El Haaretz Asher Ar'eka. He didn't even know where he's going to go, but he knew one thing. And this is so inspiring to me. He didn't know where he was going to go, but he knew wherever he's going to go, I'm going there. I'm going there. I'm showing up. I'm showing up. We were just speaking a little bit ago about, you know, teachers sometimes and rebbeim, teachers, and when someone's waiting for his students or the class to show up, you could prepare for many hours, and not everybody shows up. Even if they show up, they might not show up. And I mentioned, it's not about how many people are showing up. You know, Brené Brown speaks about it a lot. Everyone here has got to, you have to learn a little Brené Brown. You have to. Whether it's Gifts of Imperfection or Daring Greatly. You have to learn to show up. That's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu shows up, which means I'm going to go. El Haaretz Asher Ar'eka. I don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm going. I don't know what's going to be. How many times do people have trouble getting up in the morning because I don't know what I'm doing that day and I'm anxious about what I'm going to do that day? El Haaretz Asher Ar'eka. When you do what you have to do, you will get to where you want to get to, guaranteed. It's not about showing, seeing the picture of where you're going to end up going. El Haaretz Asher Ar'eka. It said, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to get uncomfortable. I'm going to walk into that room even though I might be uncomfortable. I'm going to say Shalom Aleichem to that person even though I'm uncomfortable to go say hi to him because how is he going to look at me? But I'm going to go say, welcome to the yeshiva, welcome. How are you? Can I get you something? Even though it's difficult. I'm going to go over to someone and ask him how he's doing, even though it's difficult. I'm going to maybe leave the crowd that's talking about things that I don't want to talk about or doing things that I don't want to do, even though I might feel uncomfortable. That's Avram Avinu. That's greatness. Everybody here wants greatness. Everybody here has greatness. Everybody here wants to be a star. And I don't mean that as far as being famous. Everybody here wants to shine. Everybody here wants to have an incredible marriage. Everybody here wants to have the success of being so happy with who I am. And I'm sick and tired of being stuck in my lichluch, of America is beautiful. America is beautiful. America comes with a lot because it's gullus. It's gullus. It's gullus. And it weighs us down. Our families are beautiful. Everyone's father, everyone's mother, all of our siblings. But it comes with things that might sometimes shackle us and might put us that I can't be who I really want to be. Lech lecha. Me'artzecha m'mlatcha m'beisavicha la'artz asher areka. Avraham did it. We can do it. Avraham is a lesson of inspiration for each and every one of us. Whatever you think you can't do, whatever Hashem put in front of you as a stumbling block, whatever it is, whatever lichluch, dirt, boundaries, walls, you are able to break through, you're able to climb. That's the lesson of Avram Avinu. And you know what's funny? Rashi says, Lahanascha v'letayvascha. Lech lecha, that ultimately, the person who gave up on himself, the person who doesn't believe that he can do it, the person who does not think that he could become what he wants to become, who's going to dream for you? Who's going to do that for you? Who's going to dream your life? Im ein ani li mi li. Im ein ani li mi li. If I will not be who I want to be, who's going to live that life for me? Hashem put each and every one of us on this planet for greatness. For greatness. And greatness has nothing to do with what other people think. Greatness has nothing to do with whether or not you get an applause, whether you get a tap on the back or you don't get a tap on the back. Private victories, victories of things that nobody knows what people struggle with. Nobody knows what your mother's like. Nobody knows what your father's like. Nobody knows what you grew up with in third grade and fifth grade, what your taivas are, like we spoke Shalosh Shuddis. Nobody knows, but I know one thing. The person who is able to somehow find that strength to say, I will do what I need to do. Shlomo Rosenthal. When you're a person who stays, you know, it's one of the things that is very difficult for all of us. It's very, very difficult for each and every one of us. It's difficult. I don't know what the pshat in the loneliness of life sometimes. Maybe it's because we're actually born alone. Like I said before, we die alone, we live alone. As much as you're gonna live Emir Tashem with your wife and your children and a family and you're with people and social and being together with people and with chevra, of course, it's so, so powerful. At the end of the day, you're the one who makes your decisions of the life that you want to live. You're not in elementary school. We're not in elementary school. We're not in high school. It's not a time anymore. A person begins. That's why it's so difficult when you get to the stage of being 19, 20, 21, 22, 18, 19, 20. You know why it's so difficult? Because it's a heavy time in life where it's really, and I don't want to sound too scary, but I want to be honest with everybody. It's a time in your life when you're really going to define your future of, am I somebody who's going to create this incredible life that I want to live or not? When you're in elementary school, when you're younger, in a certain way, you're putter. In a certain way, you're innocent because you're just a product of who brought you up, and you could have every excuse. Mom, dad, no mom, no dad, whatever you want to say happened to you. And it's important to own whatever story you have, whatever you've been through. But the challenge now in your life is to look at yourself and say, am I somebody? One of my coach from high school, his name's Stan Lussman. Stan Lussman told, and I'll never forget, he used to tell us, excuses don't produce results. Do you know what Avram Avinu's mother's name? Don't say Reuven Yonah. Do you know Avram Avinu's? Okay, good. Okay, I figured you knew. He knows, he's just being humble. The Avram Avinu's mother's name is? Avram Avinu's mother, ready for this? This is one of my favorite pshatim in the world. Avram Avinu's mother is from my father-in-law, right, Brazil. Avram Avinu's mother's name is Amasla. Do you know what Amasla in Hebrew, don't say yet. Do you know what Amasla in Hebrew means? Amasla, Avram Avinu's mother's name was Amasla, which means an excuse. His mother's name was excuse. Do you know how powerful that is? Yes. Yes. You have every reason to be who you are with all your lichluch. You have every reason. Each and every one of us have every reason to throw in the towel. You have every excuse in the book to throw in the towel and not to be great. So did Avram Avinu. Excuses don't produce results. You have every reason not to wake up in the morning. You have every reason not to be in yeshiva. You have every reason to follow the crowd, even though the crowd is lost. You have every reason to give in to your desires. But what separates greatness and the excuse people is im'ein ani li mi li, is that decision that only you can make. You could hear the greatest Tony Robbins motivational speech. You could read the best book on how to understand addiction and Shmiras Einayim. You could listen to the best podcast. You could have the biggest Rebbe in the world. You could have the biggest tzaddik in the world hanging out with him, which we're going to learn about, because we're going to learn about Lot, who hung around with Avram all day. But he still is a big loser. That's not for this for now. But we'll talk about that in Mir Tishen this week. Avram Avinu had every reason to say, this is why I'm not happy. This is why I'm staying anxious. This is why I'm staying angry. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is why I'm going to be a loser. But at the end of the day, excuses don't produce results. At the end of the day, his mother's name's Amasla, but he became great. He persevered. He went ahead, and it's such a machayev. It's so scary for each and every one of us, because he's the beginning of the Jewish people. And the Jewish people are a testimony to that as well. As Mark Twain, ChatGPT, please, someone, we'll wrap up. Mark Twain, Jewish people, miracle, something like that. It doesn't make sense. The Jewish people don't make sense. It doesn't make sense that there is a nation, there's no other nation on planet Earth ever that returned to its homeland after thousands and thousands of years, that the Jewish people have Eretz Yisrael. We're living in times of miracles, because that's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, it doesn't happen by just sitting back and hoping. Doesn't happen by just sitting back and hoping. It comes by starting off, and I want to give everyone here, I just want to say something. Today, I think, I can't believe it, today is Sunday. And look at this. Look how we're starting off the week. Look at this. 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 Everyone is here, and Aviel's back with us. Aviel. Strength. Strength. Nothing came up? What does it say? Oh, it's long? Is it short? What does it say? Where is it? Okay, I'll have to look. If the statistics are right, you hear this? If the statistics are right, the Jews constitute but 1% of the human race. Properly, the Jew out hardly to be heard of, but he is heard of, has always been heard of. The Egyptian, the Babylonian, the Persian rose, filled the planet with sound and splendor, then faded. The Jew saw them all, beat them all. All things are mortal, but the Jew. All other forces pass, but he remains. Can you send me a screenshot of that? Of the right, that's next. Is that what next? What is the secret? What is the secret?
What is the secret?
Everyone, I just want to say something. Are you aware Rabbi Lazarus Kanainahara? What is Rabbi Lazarus? Unbelievable. What an inspiration. For many years. Hashem should help us all. Let's learn a little Hilchos Lashon Hara. Hashem should help us all. Hashem should help us all. Yes, Lomo, what do you want to say?
Shout out Momo and Ravinio and Ringo. Legends.
Sweet singer.
It is forbidden to reveal Lashon Hara even if a respected person pressures you to speak. Although parents must be respected, if a parent asks a question which the answer is Lashon Hara, you may not answer. Lashon Hara is always forbidden, even if the person already knew the information beforehand.
First day of the rest of your life. Tomorrow, big No Mic Monday tomorrow. Big No Mic Monday tomorrow. This is